Happy NFL Draft Day, everybody! It's not for nothing. We're going wire to wire the first round of the NFL Draft.
And we have Mel Kiper Jr.
Senior
to talk us through it. Mel, thanks for joining the podcast.
I no problem. I'm here. You know, the cool thing about what I do is mock draft that no one ever goes back and look to see if I was right or wrong about.
And I just keep dyeing my hair, even though I'm like 500 years old.
Yeah. I heard that. I saw some like dumb morning show thing, and they were like, Mel Kiper Jr.'s hair never changes. I'm like, eh, it kind of does.
Yeah. It's changed.
Kind of does.
It's changed. It's gotten thinner, I think.
It's a little further back.
Yeah. It happens to all of us.
The funny you bring up the NFL draft because it is NFL draft day. I was like, in preparation of this podcast, I was like, oh, I wonder what their current projections are. And they had like football player profile or football focus, whatever, had Chris Collinsworth doing a mock draft.
Oh, Jesus.
Which, like, first of all, why? And second of all, like, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know anything about the draft, and his is like bananas. But
nobody does.
Before we get ahead of ourselves with Chris Collinsworth's mock draft, do you have any mock draft thoughts, or do you have anything like unsports related that you want to talk about at the top before we bore people into fucking immediate narcolepsy with flaming hot football takes?
Well, I didn't think we'd actually do any draft talk necessarily.
I have a thought. I'm pretty excited for this draft.
Great. Okay. I don't have any non-sports related life affirming questions or anything.
I don't have any life affirming questions or sports related. I guess we never went back and revisited the Kate Middleton thing. You never got to do your cups and cakes corner, like tea time with with Chris.
Well, they kind of ruined it because like she put out a real video, I think.
Yeah, like an AI video.
Yeah, sort of.
I have cancer.
Right, and even though like the trees and the flowers and stuff weren't moving, even though it was wind, her hair was blowing. Nothing else was, but let's just say it was real.
It was like as real as the videos of the lunar landing. They're like, why is there wind on the moon?
Yeah.
Why is the flag moving? But we saw it, and that's all we care about. We've seen it, and it's done.
Yeah, there wasn't much else we could dive into that one.
She's like, I don't want to be seen in public. Please respect my privacy. And people are like, oh, thank goodness. Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry, Kate Middleton. My bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Then everyone felt bad for her. See, that's how you do it. You kill it right from the beginning with a sad sword.
You
got to
jump right ahead.
Yeah. You got to get ahead of this stuff.
No one's gonna question cancer.
Yeah, no one's fucking with you on that. Yeah. I mean, like, if there's one thing the royal family needs to take away from this is, like, just, you know,
stop killing Princess Di.
And
don't go to Epstein Island.
Come out with really good lies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't try to Photoshop a picture or something.
Just blame it on cancer.
Yeah.
You've
always
done it twice.
Blame it on
it's
cancer.
Two for two.
Cancer should get out of jail free card.
Cancer's two for two for them right now.
That's right. Yeah. Yep. They knew they had a horrible king, and they were like, hey, you know what? He's got testicular cancer.
I want them all to get cancer except for the youngest child so we can have like a Prince Joffrey situation. Or like a seven-year-old is running the monarchy, which means nothing. But
right.
He would be there.
Right. But at least it would be something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you, actually.
That would be way more fun. Yeah. That's what I'm angling
Although
for.
I think it should be a woman, though. So if there's like a...
Why?
I don't know. I think it's just more enjoyable with a woman in the leadership role there.
I've only ever known it.
Exactly.
This goes for like the last eight generations. We only know an old lady.
Just keep it.
Who's there.
Yeah. Or just, does she have a sister or somebody? Like, just keep them old women, I think, maybe. It seems more like affable, like for everybody.
Well, yeah. It's not going to happen because they didn't have any daughters.
Yeah. But maybe there's a reason. Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah, I want Meghan Markle to be the queen.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. A non-English really, person. That'd be
a non, yeah, it'd be really, that'd really stir up some shit.
It would really just, you know, pee all over the monarchy to have an American.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take control of the palaces and everything. Oh, that would just really
first
just.
First we win the war.
Right. Then now, we bail them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. First we beat them. Then we bail them out.
Yep.
Then we keep throwing them lifelines after lifelines after all these years.
I mean, how much more can we do for this? Then Brexit, of all things?
I think we just got to take it over, actually.
Agreed.
Maybe we should just invade Britain.
You
know, stop invading these, like, third world islands in the Caribbean and South America.
We don't invade anybody, Chris. Those are other, we just support people that invade. I don't know anything about what we're talking about. I know less about this than the NFL draft.
That's what makes it so fun, Chris.
I one thing I did, okay, so I was in well, we can talk about this later, but back to football, quickly. This is, I was in New Orleans recently.
Oh yeah.
And I two takeaways. One, I was in a bar or somewhere and they were showing cornhole, like it was like celebrity cornhole, but it wasn't. First of all, cornhole is my least favorite thing in the whole world.
To watch?
Like, to watch, to play, I don't care. Like, it just drives me crazy. Okay. And like, it's like the lowest possible bar of like event production that there is. Like, it's so janky. It must cost like $32 to produce for television. That's why they keep showing it. Like, you look at it, it's like, it's like three camera angles.
Yeah.
Two of them are steady. Yeah. One's in overhead. There's eight people in the audience. It's like usually like obviously like pull out risers, a couple pieces of truss for, and some lights. It's, and then like a black surface and fucking cornhole things. And that's it.
It's actually worse than billiards on like ESPN back in the day.
Yeah. It's crazy. And I think that because it's so cheap and easy and you can do it in a dark room, they like keep putting it out there.
Right.
But this was, I don't know, I'm guessing it was in Vegas because one of the celebrity people, one of the celebrity players was Derek Carr, who is apparently like very good at cornhole, but like not enough of a draw to get more than 12 people. Like if you were like at a convention center or like in Caesars and they were like cornhole tournament today brought to you by Bronson Bill Bratz or whatever, then you'd be, and it's like starring David Carr.
It's not
like
good.
You wouldn't even, you'd be like, not even, not a chance.
Yeah.
Like not a chance in the world.
I actually turned it on not too long ago, or I just flipped the channel and it was on. And it was like, it was so fucking boring. Like they just stand there and just toss the bags.
Yeah. And chat.
Are they even chatting? Like I didn't even.
This was like, there were some chatting, I think, cause he's like a celebrity.
Oh, that was, yeah.
Well, but I mean, give me a break. Like why? He was wearing the cornhole jersey, which is hilarious to me that exists.
Yeah.
And the thing was, he was very good. And so were the other players to the point where it wasn't even excited. It was exciting. It was just like, as it turns out, putting a beanbag through a hole, not that hard.
Yeah. Yeah. They just keep. Yeah. That's what I noticed.
They keep making it.
Yeah. They just keep making it. Except for like one guy like hangs it or something, and then you're like, oh, or like I feel like
the other guy hit it.
You fill up the hole, and then the last one doesn't go in.
It's very unsatisfying.
Yeah, and it's like there. I at least have some like shit talking going on or something.
I think this
or
is
drinking.
I think it should be like operation where you have like a but you have like a probe or something attached to you, like something that'll send an electric shock. As like the game operation, you have to make it into the hole or else you get buzzed.
Okay. I like that.
Then it would be way more fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I want the game to be played.
Yeah.
I can't believe how stupid it is.
So stupid.
It's anyway, so that.
And yet they put that on instead of like women's sports.
Yeah. Yeah. For right? sure.
Like they got but a huge also, like, contract.
But the thing is like what I realized with my vast knowledge of event production is that like, it's so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
It requires like probably one director.
That's a good point.
Like a couple, like it's probably like a 5-person production team.
Yeah.
Like versus like doing a full televised like college basketball game or whatever requires more.
you know, hundreds.
So this, it's just cheaper. It's right. just cheaper, cheap filler.
And they sold it, you know, for probably what, hundreds of millions of dollars?
Who knows?
Right? And or they're getting that, you know, whatever ESPN bought it for, whatever, whoever the, you know, the channel is.
Bought Cornhole for.
Right. Or, you know, to produce it or to broadcast it. And yeah, so they're yeah. probably making a mint off of it because it's so fucking cheap to produce.
It's out there. It's stupid. Just, and it was on TV. Don't get me wrong. It's, that was on TV. Yeah. That was on a TV.
Yeah. And like, it's not like a special, like, it's not like the, it's on the Oat Show like once a year. It seems to be like a regular thing now.
And it's like always, it's always a perpetual season, right? Like there's never like a,
yeah, you just keep playing.
Well, cornhole season started yeah, again.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was one observation. The other observation I had. So while I was in New Orleans, I happened to be there during the Kings Pelicans play-in game. And a good friend of mine, friend of the pod, hooked me up with some tickets.
Nice.
And I went to see the Pelicans. Ooh. My first ever Pelicans game in New Orleans at the Blender, aka the Smoothie King Center.
The Blender's a way better name.
And it made me realize the game was the game, you know?
Sure.
The Pelicans came to play, the Kings didn't.
Yep.
That was what it is. Great seats. But New Orleans Pelicans fans are, it was the weirdest atmosphere of a basketball game I have ever experienced. There were people smoking in the bathrooms. There were infant children. Whenever the dance cam came on, it was either like a 300-pound Cajun dude in overalls or like a woman twerking. Like people were screaming at the refs and it was, they stood up for every play. It's not that it was electric and they sort of seemed to know what was happening, but they were had kind of taken like a football crowd environment into a basketball. Like I was like, they didn't quite know how to do basketball, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was weird. And like the guy next to me would not shut the fuck up, like screaming at the refs that weren't going to pay attention to him. Everyone was shit-faced. I got there like the end of the first quarter, and I was like, oh, everyone here is trashed. And I'm not trying to be like Mr. like tut-tut, but a little bit I was. A little bit I was tut-tut. People were sloshed.
Oh, wow. But
that being said, it didn't make me – because I've been this season I've been to a game in Philly, a game in L.A., and a game in – New Orleans. And instead of going to like baseball stadiums,
didn't you go to LA?
See like what?
Didn't you go to an LA game?
Yeah, that's what I said. LA. Philly, oh. LA, and New Orleans.
Okay.
I think like instead of like the guy that's like, when I retire, I want to go to all of the baseball parks. Like I want to see a basketball game in every town. And not for the arena, obviously, but for the fan, like just how fans treat the game differently, how the fans react as fans.
I think you can skip Cleveland because watching those games on TV, that looks like the most boringest fan base I've ever seen in my life.
I want to go to an OKC game where it's 99% white. They all dress the same and have clackers. And did you see that last night?
No, Chris, I don't watch those games.
It was like a cult. It was crazy. First of all, they're still doing the matching shirts thing. Hmm. They were all white, and they gave them little hand clackers. So instead of clapping the whole night, it was just like, clackety, 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 clackety. And it was weird. It was so fucking weird. I just was like, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has to be like, get me the fuck out of here. This is a cult. It's so bizarre.
All of them. Like who wants to play in fucking Oklahoma City?
It's just, I mean, can you imagine walking out to that, like out of the tunnel to seeing just an ocean of white people wearing white shaking clackers?
I'm surprised they don't Mind have like blood. Red hats on or something, you know, like it just seems like
I'm surprised they don't just put on fucking hoods and call it a day.
Well, there you go. Same thing nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was that being said, I do think I want to go to more games. Can you tell me your top three places you would like to see an NBA game that you've never seen a game?
Wow. That's kind of a good question. I don't know.
Have you ever been to, say, any of the Texas teams?
I have no interest in going there.
I think San Antonio could be fun.
San Antonio might be fun.
Towns that have only basketball, like Portland, I'd like to go to a game in Portland if they were, like, playing okay. Like, I mean, a part of it has to be, like, teams are playing well.
Yeah. Miami would be kind of funny just because, like, you don't know what you're going to get, like, if, like, fans are going to leave at halftime.
Or if they're going to be there at all. I guess I would like to go to a game at the Garden because those fans
are so
wishy-washy. No, Boston Garden, I've been a billion Madison Square Gardens. But just, like, watching last night and seeing, like the fans, like, they just lose their shit. Like, they're so, like, they overreact on both directions, like, to the good and the bad. It's incredible.
Yeah, man, that's a tough one. I've been to Golden State.
Okay. In the Oracle.
Yeah, the Oracle in Oakland.
Can't beat that. And they, now I guess it's bad.
Right,
it's
and they bad. Were, and that was, it was opening night of the season, so they got, and they also, I think they got their championship rings that night, so that was actually,
that's fun.
That was a fun crowd in the night and everything, so that was kind of cool.
So you've seen that.
I've seen that. Denver might be kind of cool right now.
Oof.
What
about lighting the beam? Wouldn't that
Yeah,
be
I was
fun?
Just going to say, Sacramento might be kind of cool right now. To go check them out. For some reason, Toronto might be kind of fun.
Yeah, no.
Honestly, like, there's no... it's kind of like... I'm just trying to pick, like, the best out of a bad group of... Because I've been to Brooklyn, and I've been to the Garden.
Yeah.
And...
Have you been to the Rose Garden?
No, Portland was another one I was thinking about maybe, too.
Yeah, I'd like to go there.
Otherwise, like, I don't think I really care. Like, none of them really interest me.
Wow.
You know, like,
dead
I don't,
inside.
You're yeah, dead inside. I'm kind of dead inside with, I mean, like, I'm just not a fan of any of these teams, really. Like, they
yeah,
don't, like,
I
they're,
mean, Indiana,
their fandom,
you could skip.
Right. Detroit, Milwaukee, skip. Blah.
Yeah.
The Wizards might be kind of fun just because they're so bad. I might want to see, like, how the Wizards
I like
fan.
The Cap Center, too. I would go to that. That would be fun.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I mean, who are you really fucking picking here?
I think I would like
Atlanta,
to go to,
Chicago. Like, I mean,
I'd like to go to both Orlando and Miami.
Ugh, Orlando, Jesus.
I'd like to go to San Antonio. I'd like to go to Sacramento and Portland. I think that's, and then maybe Boston.
Mm. I couldn't stand going to Boston. I couldn't. Stand
I think it. I would like to go just as a hate, like a hate watch.
I know.
I would get in a fight immediately.
You're more of a hate watch kind of a guy. I'm not. I can't stand that. I'd rather not be there then.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the dividing line between you and I.
Yeah, I guess
good
so.
Sir.
I guess so. I'm not even really interested in going to Philly. You know, like I don't. Like, I mean,
oh,
like if
Philly
you
fans suck.
I know.
It's
if you weren't a Philly fan, would you like? Would that be on the top of your list?
If I was a Sixers fan.
If you weren't.
Yeah, I've been to Sixers.
No, I know, but I'm saying like if you haven't been and you weren't a fan of the Sixers, would it be on the top of your list?
Well, in theory, yes, because they're supposed to be so impassioned and whatever, but they can get quiet really quickly.
Yeah.
Like they kind of bail out. And I've been to lots of Sixers games.
You know what? I think I would go to a Clippers game just to see what the atmosphere is like. Because you know what the Lakers thing is, and there's like the stars and the whole thing, and I just kind of want to see the other end of that spectrum where there's like
it'd be fun to go to the back-to-back because they're always doing that, like just go see like
yeah all right that'd be kind of cool too.
Dallas play both of them
yeah that'd be all know? Right yeah
all right good choices
yeah
I don't as far as the out. So every series has had two games Chris
yep
we are some series have had better outcomes than others. We can just skip right past the Knicks and Sixers, if you don't mind.
I mean, I want to talk about it a little bit. I don't understand why they... Everybody knew the refs fucked up in that last game, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they knew they fucked up multiple times. Like, there was at least three there that that was on the refs. No calls on the fouls, no call on the timeout, like, whatever, you know, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. like, and everyone knew it, and you could have just moved on, except for the NBA has to be like, no, we're going to release our 2-minute, you know, report, right. Which we've talked, you and I have talked about that at length over the years. Like, this is just stupid. Like, why do you do this?
And then the grievance.
Right. And then the stupid fucking grievance, like, it, which is not going to go anywhere. They're not going to win. It doesn't change anything. Like, none of this changes anything. So why do any of it?
The grievance, I think, is just like,
it's a formality.
Now you have to, give us more calls. Like,
maybe
it's like maybe some gamesmanship. Yeah. It seems more like sour grapes. I personally, and this is genuine, I was not mad about the call, no call or the timeouts. I thought Maxey could have called the timeout.
That was a big mistake.
Lowry could have called the timeout.
Yeah.
They also had plenty of time. Lowry should have made his free throws. And if I can't sit here and be like all season long, be like the refs ruin every game by making them like replays and calls and fouls, like the refs swallow their whistles to the detriment of the Sixers with the timeout stuff. That's their job as referees to call timeouts. But the no call on the foul or like Maxey getting his arms ripped out of the sockets at one point, like I kind of don't. I'm okay if that's going to be how it is for everyone and we don't have to watch 8 hours of replays for the last 50 seconds of the game.
Totally.
I can't play both sides of the coin. So
no.
I'm taking my medicine. It's upsetting, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. But, and I agree with you. I agree with like the sort of no calls, like the Maxey one. I'll agree with you on that one at the end there too. Like it was a little bit of a bump or maybe a push. But whatever, like that happens all the time.
I think Maxey thought he got the call.
I think he
like,
did too.
Getting the
or
call
he was not that he flopped, but he sort of went down easier than he probably should have, expecting to get a call. I think the timeout one was absolutely fucking insane. Like that was insane. Yeah. But whatever. Yeah, like you know, I don't know. It's we can move on from there.
Yeah,
I just wanted to say my piece about it. Like they got screwed. They got screwed over. But like this whole thing too is like you just like there's no point. There's no point in Arsene going back and be like, hey, you know what? Our bad. We fucked up. Like no shit. We know you fucked up.
Yeah. I know.
Like if you can't fix it, and if you're not going to go back and like replay the fourth quarter, then what's the whole fucking point of it?
I know. Better. Like, we'll do better next time.
Yeah. Like no, you're not. The refs are. Yeah. The refs never do better.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Okay. You want to talk
about... now have a game 3 tonight.
Okay.
Joel Embiid can't close one eye. And you have to look at the Sixers team, and this is not what Knicks fans want to hear. They want to hear me bitch and moan, but like, I just want someone to beat Boston. And if it's not going to be Philly, like then, Philly should just roll over. If they're not going to win this, like roll over, give the Knicks rest, and let's fucking focus on who would they play next?
Cavs.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
They whoop Cleveland's ass and then go into Boston and fucking take care of business.
Oh, no, sorry. If the Knicks win the series, they would play the Bucks Pacers.
It would depend on if the Bucks or Pacers won, right?
Yeah, Celtics would have to play the Cavs.
Right, but only if the if Indiana wins, then the Knicks would play Indiana, right?
No, oh no, no,
they
no.
Don't, they don't play by seeding. Anymore.
No, I don't think so. I think you play the winner of that.
Yeah, I guess
next,
you're right.
Yeah.
Well, that seems like a fucking cakewalk. I don't know. I mean, the Sixers blew a chance to have a pretty easy way to like.
Yeah, they could have gotten
like easy path to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Listen. Listen, man, for all the trouble that Sixers had now and injuries and this whole thing now, I mean, and they should have won game two.
They should have won game one.
They should have won game one, too. Like, I'm not counting them out necessarily yet all of a sudden here. Like, they feel like they've been down and injured, but, like, they've been in both games, and they should have won both of them. Like,
it'd be cool if Tobias Harris scored more than 12 points and didn't look completely fucking over it.
Yeah.
But
so also now I don't know. Like, I kind of forgot or didn't realize that those games were in New York too, right?
Yeah.
So like going home now, like I wouldn't be surprised if they win the next two games and tie it up.
Okay. Well, I hope your enthusiasm is correct. I have zero confidence in this team.
That's fine. And listen, I feel like New York's probably going to win this series. But I just, you know, like.
All right. So quick fire. I'm going to let you do all of them. You're going to tell me what you think. All right. Ready? Sure. Sixers, Knicks. Who wins?
Knicks.
Bucks, Indy.
I think Pacers are going to win this one.
Magic, Cleveland.
I think it's Cleveland. Maybe Magic come home here and win a game or two, but Cleveland looks just too strong.
Boston, Miami.
Fuck. I got to go Celtics. Last night, I think, was a fluke for Miami. They shot the lights up from three. I don't think they can do that for like another three or four games.
I saw a great tweet somebody posted in my group chat, like, which is mostly Heat guys, that's like, yeah, good for one game, but there's no way they can do that through for a seven-game series is literally what everyone says about them every year.
I know. I know. But
yeah,
but I think this one's true though, actually, because they just like they don't have Jimmy Butler was sort of like Hero's not going to score 24 points a night and light up the 3-point line every night. Like Boston will come back. I thought they could just sort of walk through Miami last night, and Miami was shoot. And so I think Boston steps up their D, which I think was lacking a little bit last night. I didn't even really watch the game, but that's just kind of what I got from it. The takeaway from it. So I think Celtics will get serious now and let me like, fuck this.
So then let's go to the West, Clippers, Mavs.
I want the Clippers.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Yeah. I'm just not sure how this goes.
Feels very Mavsy to me.
Yeah. Like they got blown out in the first game and I was like, oh, all right, this might just kind of be a lock here. But then I'm like, oh, so maybe it was just it's one of those one game sort of like, you know, all right, the Mavericks is like, have like shit, we got to step up and whatever. I don't know, but I'll take the Clippers.
Okay. And then, what do we got? Lakers, Nuggets.
Ooh, man. Fucking. I'm which is loving
this series. Kind of the Sixers, Knicks.
I was going to say it's kind of the Celtics Heat in a way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because the Lakers are like, everyone's like, oh, can the Lakers like kind of do this maybe? You know, like Lakers have to play a perfect fucking game every second they're on that court.
I know. And the thing is like everybody blamed D'Lo, my favorite.
Yep.
For game one. Mm-hmm. And then game two, D'Lo steps up and has a magical night and they still fucking lose.
Right. And the problem is that because they both games, first half, they were incredible. They had so much energy. They were making shots. Except for D'Lo in the first game, but you know, like they were leading both times, and they just run out of gas. Like they just don't have enough. Like they can't. Like, I mean, LeBron was out of his mind in that first half, and maybe even the first three quarters. Like he was, you know, the shots he was blocking, and he was getting up and like dunking and the whole stuff. And then it was like, where was he in the fourth fucking quarter? I don't even know if he scored a point in the fourth quarter.
There has to be an adjustment though, because like right now you have three series in that. In the West that are 2-0.
Yeah.
So in order for there to not just be like weeks off from Western Conference playoffs, like some of these series have to go like six games.
Yeah. I think the Lakers can win one game at home here now. So they extend it a little bit, but I just don't think they can. I mean, come on, man, they can win three quarters, but the fourth quarter, like they're just going to lose every single time. I feel like that's just, There's just nothing there. And everyone, they're just the Lakers. So everyone always thinks they've got more than enough. You know what I mean? And it's just AD flashed, disappeared, you know, like, and that's just their problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think about OKC and whoever they're playing?
Pelicans? I wish Pelicans, the first game looked promising.
Yeah. Valanciunas against Chet. They just couldn't make shots. If McCollum's not making shots, no one is for some reason.
I guess that's the theme with a lot of teams and problems, right? It's like no one's, you don't have a team of knockdown shooters, so you're just hoping to be sort of, you know, streaky that night. And, you know, everybody can make their outside shots and three-point shots. And I just don't know, like, if the Pelicans, I guess if they got enough. I thought they could give them a game. I thought they can give them a series in this, but maybe not. Maybe I was wrong.
Suns, Minnesota.
Ooh, Suns look cooked.
I know, but like they're the team you're talking about. They could just start knocking them down.
They can, they've got the shooters. I don't like Bradley Beal is way overrated, right?
Yeah, they're bad. I mean, I was like, I watched that game the other night, and I was like, that wasn't even a good Anthony Edwards game, and I was like, wow, you're making this team look incredible.
Yeah, I the honestly, the T-Wolves, like, is probably the team that now, like, seeing this probably scared me the most. Like, kind of.
Me too. Me too. They're the only team out of the West I like besides the Nuggets at this point.
Right. And unfortunately, they got to play each other in the next round.
The Nuggets and T-Wolves?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's great, but it should be like, it should be maybe more finals-y or something, you know, conference finals, but.
Nah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Right.
Because didn't they have like a little bit of a thing last year in the play-in or whatever?
Yeah. I think they got, oh no, actually, was the T-Wolves actually are the only team that gave them a run, I think, in the first round, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. So T-Wolves, kind of expecting them to sweep this one, but I guess the Suns could probably, there's just too much size. And
I think the Suns come back and win like two off the bat. I think it gets evened up.
All right.
I'm still not out on the Suns.
No, but it's getting real hard to sort of, you know, you and I both picked them as sort of like our sleeper team or like with the favorable odds, but it's getting real hard to sort of keep that up.
Agree. I like those picks. All right, now let's move to NHL. So Oilers or just kidding.
I do got one NHL thing though.
Okay.
Which is funny. It's not has to do with the playoffs or even the games, but I saw that the Phoenix Coyote, which is an NHL team. I don't know if anybody realized that. Phoenix has an NHL team. They're terrible.
I thought it was Arizona. I thought it was the Arizona.
Oh, maybe it's Arizona Coyotes. I don't know. Who cares?
It was Phoenix. Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't matter, actually. But so
they're the Mormons.
They've gotten an agreement to, I think, either sell or relocate to Utah for starting next season, right?
Yeah.
So some guy, I think he's an ESPN like hockey guy or whatever, but he found some information on it and said that there was applications were filed for the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office for the following names for this new Utah team. Here they are. You're gonna give me your favorite.
Okay.
Utah Blizzard. Utah Venom.
What?
Utah Fury.
This is so dumb.
Utah Hockey Club.
Oh my God.
And then Utah HC.
Stupid. Stupid.
As a hockey.
We're not doing that, are we?
They're so bad. These are like this is what you came up with?
Yeah. The Blizzard, I guess, is the best because they do have snow.
I guess.
And they could just be all white.
It's too close to the, there's Colorado Avalanche, so it's kind of too close to that, maybe?
No. Just because there's snow things, there's also a hurricane.
Yeah.
I think the Blizzard is the way I'd go. The
Blizzard probably, they've got to come up with more, though. They've got to come up with more.
I mean, I would do like the Tablets.
What?
Or, you know, like Joe Smith. The founder of the Mormon Church found the tablets. You don't know about the gold tablets that had the word of LDS in it?
No.
Man. Oh, you don't know your history.
No, not my...
Your LDS history.
Not my LDS.
What about the Romneys? Or the Osmonds? The Utah Osmonds. That's how I like Utah Osmonds.
That'd be incredible.
Or what if it's just like the horses?
Yeah, or the salt lickers.
Can it just be like horses or the salt? Utah salt.
The salt miners?
Maybe just salt.
Yeah, the Utah salt.
Like it just doesn't have to be so weird anymore.
Right.
Venom.
Yeah.
Krakens. Like, dude, just make it. Yes, I'm like the salt.
Yeah, I like the salt too, actually.
And then it could be like a salt and battery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? I knew we could come up with something better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like the Utah, like what are the undergarments that they wear?
Oh, I don't know.
LDS wear like magic underwear.
Yeah, something. I don't know what they're called.
Yeah.
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 Caffeine-free Utah. Or just why not be the Jazz?
The Utes?
Yeah, just do the Jazz again. Just like we're really leaning into the fact that literally no one's ever played Jazz in this entire state. So they're not Salt Lake, they're Utah, huh?
Yeah, I guess they're going to be Utah.
The state, okay.
Yeah, yeah, you got to incorporate the whole state, Chris.
I wonder what the Utah's number one export is.
Salt?
You keep saying it's just because of a lake.
I know. That's all I got. That's all I know about Utah.
It's good skiing.
Yeah, and they got some nice, you know, national parks and stuff. What about like the Utah Rangers or something? Oh, no, there's already...
It's golden yeah. aircraft parts. That seems to be what they're known for.
Hmm.
And needles, catheters, and cannulae. The Utah cannulae?
Utah needles?
what's a cannulae? Utah gold would be nice.
Yeah.
The gold. Utah Saints?
Oh. Okay.
You know what Utah Saints are?
No.
It's like a 90s electro band / DJ duo from England.
Oh, okay.
They had this song that had a sample of Kate Bush's Something Good. They should be Utah Saints. And then when they came out, they could use the Utah Saints theme song. Utah Saints! You, Utah Saints!
Does LDS have do they believe in the saints? Like the, you know, like the religious saints and stuff?
Sure.
Do they? Yeah.
Yeah. Utah Saints. That's what I'm choosing.
Okay.
Although it'd be hard to get, because that's definitely trademarked by this electronica band.
Utah is the beehive state?
Says who?
I just read this here now.
Everybody's always trying to use bees.
I know. The buzz.
Yeah, I don't like any of those.
No, it's terrible. I like the Saints, actually.
Yeah, Utah Saints.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Right. Well, yeah, all right. That's right. Yeah, because it's kind of like the New Orleans Saints. So it's not the same. Yeah.
Ah, man. It'd be great if they
see?
Two of New Orleans team names.
Yeah, they just keep stealing Utah's. New Orleans. Colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. They should definitely be black and
gold.
They should be black and gold.
Oh, my God. That'd be incredible.
Be so funny.
Oh, that would be so good.
I'm going to put in a thing for Utah Saints.
I like it.
See?
Are you glad we talked about hockey?
I am. I'm not mad at hockey. At least hockey's not trying to shovel their shit down your throat. Hockey's happy to be alone with their hockey fans.
Yep.
Baseball's like, what about this? Here we are again, baseball, remember us? And hockey's like, if you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah.
We're not out of here trying to win you over. We're going to be doing our 27-month playoff, and you might catch us in the finals.
If you want to watch, you can. Yeah, exactly. Oh,
I like a Canada team to win this year. There's Winnipeg's in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Edmonton. Uh-huh. And I think Toronto.
Toronto, but I think they're Toronto's
terrible. Vancouver?
The Rangers. I don't know if maybe, probably. Yeah, I don't know.
I think there's four chances for,
that'd be
not
nice.
Good chances, but four chances nonetheless.
That'd be nice. Or the Rangers. They're the best team in the league.
I think the issue is that no one wants to play in Canada. No one from Slovenia is coming to go live in Winnipeg.
Right. Because
they're definitely going to choose Las Vegas.
Because in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah. No one wants to live in Canada.
It's unfortunate.
That's just facts. I know.
Maybe we need to build up those
towns. Back in the day when it was just Canadians played, Canadians would be like, oh, I want to stay close to home, you know?
Yeah.
And now it's there's barely any Canadians. And if there are, it's like Rumspringa for them if they could go to fucking Carolina, you know?
Yeah. Nice weather.
Yeah. Nice weather.
Yeah.
Beaches.
Florida. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. Black people.
Well, that might not
possibilities
be.
Possibilities are endless.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody wants to go to Calgary.
No.
Yeah. See a rodeo. Nobody's.
Calgary. It's no matter where you are in Canada, it's colder than anywhere in the United States.
Yeah.
Unless
it's Vancouver.
The southernmost part of Canada is going to be colder than anywhere in the United States.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Unless it's Vancouver or Montreal, which are cool
cities.
Those
places are still cold.
I know, but they're at least
colder than higher than Buffalo.
No, I know. I know, but I'm just saying that at least they're cool cities that you could be all right, I'll live in the, it's a cool city. I'll go hang out.
Is Vancouver cool?
Vancouver's a cool city.
If you like fucking
Canada.
Meth heads.
Well, that's anywhere.
I'm not anti-Canada, but
you don't think Tampa's meth heads? Chris, come on.
As a sports person, what?
You don't think Tampa is full of meth heads?
Yeah, but at least you get sun.
Well, that's true.
Meth is so much more enjoyable in the sunshine.
That's true. Yeah. You can wear flip-flops.
Better seafood.
Maybe.
Better snapper.
I don't know. There's some real good seafood in Vancouver, Chris.
I know. It's some of the best. Anyway, that's enough about that.
Yep.
Unless you want to go through and tell me who you think is going to win it all. The Rangers?
Yeah, let's go to the Rangers. Let's do it. Rangers.
I love it if the
Rangers, the Vegas.
I want just Dolan to have the year of his life. I want the Rangers and the Knicks and Fish in the Sphere. Like, just Dolan's year. This is, they don't run for president. It'd just be Dolan's year.
Oh, that would be incredible.
Harvey Weinstein's getting out of jail.
Yeah.
It's me too.
Trump's getting off of everything.
Let's get Trump in office. Dolan win a couple championships. Let's get Weinstein out of there. Louis C.K. on tour with Bill Cosby. And let's go. Let's just turn back the hands of time.
Chris, Western Conference, the Canucks are the one seed in the Western Conference.
There we go.
So let's go Canucks. Let's go Rangers in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
I love it. Ooh, those two teams hate each other too.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Big rivalry.
Hey,
from the aughts.
Can we go back to the NBA for a second?
Yes.
All right. I came across this article in The Athletic from the guy who writes, actually, he writes for he's the Pistons beat writer for The Athletic.
Okay.
His name is actually James Edwards III.
It's not the James Edwards.
No relation. No okay. relation to our James Edwards of okay. Pistons fame.
Best mustache to ever.
Yeah. He wrote an article about like what, you know, Detroit should do in the off season, blah, blah, blah. And he came up with a trade scenario. And I wanted to run this by you because I was like, oh, this seems like a good trade. And then I started thinking about it more and I kind of looked into it and I was like, oh, this might be not.
Okay.
This might suck. So here's his proposal. The Pistons trade their 2024 first round pick, which technically
it's worth nothing.
Right.
Worthless.
Even though it's like technically it's the first overall pick. Like if they have the worst record, I think for the season. So let's just say they get the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's kind of not really worth much.
Right.
So they trade the first round pick, Jaden Ivey and Jalen Duren.
Yeah.
To the Nets.
Yeah.
For Mikal Bridges,
Dorian
Finney-Smith,
and
the 2025 first round pick, which is Phoenix's, it's top 14 protected.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great trade for, I think, both teams.
Is it? So I started looking up like Ivy's and Duren's stats and stuff.
I like both those guys.
They seem like I'm not impressed.
I think everyone in Detroit could use a new team.
Yeah, I agree. I just don't think
I think Mikal Bridges could use a new team.
Sure. Or I think you can get more for Bridges, though. And like
I just don't know what that does as far as like the draft. Like Detroit can't do anything with their draft picks as it is. And this draft.
Yeah, it's not worth anything. I don't like
anybody.
But I feel like I feel the same way about Ivy and Duren is like it's kind of like. It's like a fool's gold. Like they're fine players. They're good players. They're just not great players. And I'm not sure they're going to grow and get any better. Actually,
I don't know. Maybe not.
I mean, yeah. So I feel like it's sort of like on paper. It looks
sounds
good.
To me like the Detroit's like we want Cade Cunningham and no one else.
Yeah, it kind of right. And they're just That's trying to get rid of the players saying. That they don't want because they're not better than Cade Cunningham or they're just sort of. They're not starting in the rotation. Like maybe they'll be better if they're like on a team like the Nets because they'll get more of a chance to, you know.
And I think that the thought thing is like Mikal Bridges, Cade Cunningham, and then like one more piece and you're like, you've got a team.
Right. And that's where Mikal Bridges comes in maybe. But
yeah, so it definitely benefits the Pistons more. But what the fuck else are the Nets going to do? They have nothing.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like you're just sort of swapping players to swap players, and it's not really giving you anything better necessarily.
For the Nets?
Also, I think that the 2025 first round pick, which from Phoenix, which easily should like it's unless it's you know they're in the top 14, which is not going to happen. Like, almost might be more valuable of a pick than the first overall pick in this year's draft.
I know.
So it's like
to me, there's like this NBA draft. There are like two important players. Let's see, NBA draft.
Is there? I can't what even.
So the number one guy is this guy Sarr, right? Like that's their.
I guess he's is he a French guy?
Yeah, he's French. There's a couple of Frenchies up there. There's Sarr, Castle from UConn, blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
Matas Buzelis. That's the only player that I think is like going to be a good NBA player that I've seen. I watched the G League game. No, I watched the it was the All-Star Weekend game. And he was great. He's on G League Ignite. He's Lithuanian. Currently projected to go 5. He's the player that I would take. And honestly, if I was the fucking if I was Detroit, I would just hold on to their pick because he'll be they'll get a top 5 pick.
Right.
Just go for it.
Right.
The only other pick that matters in this is whoever takes Bronny James because someone's going to. And then what do you do?
Yeah,
wait
I don't
and
know.
See, right?
I just, yeah, anyway.
Sixers have the 41st pick. You don't think that that's fucking Bronny James territory?
Oh, of course. But I'm sure the Lakers will somehow find a way to get him ahead of everyone. Or, you know, like they'll work out something where.
Well, they could wait till 55.
No, they'll trade back in the first round or do something weird
for
or
Bronny?
The top of the, or the top of the third or the top of the second round or something. And they'll just pay their way to get a pick so they can get because Bronny he has to play with his dad. Like everybody like there's no way he's not a Laker. If you could bet on that right Lakers, now, I would almost put all my money on that.
You can bet on it.
Great.
It's Lakers are the favorite team to pick. Bronny and the Sixers are second. And I think the Sixers is like plus 700. I don't know what, because I bet it, but I don't know what the Lakers are.
Yeah, anyway.
Clutch is just going to, like, they're just going to be like, don't even fucking think about taking him. The Kings at 47. I think they could just bully their way to waiting until he was there at 55.
The Kings would be a great one, actually, if they took Bronny.
It would be perfect.
That would be great. That would be really great.
All right, so moving right along, we only have a little bit of time left.
Oh, Chris, we got all the time in the world.
And I wanted to bring up two, because the NFL draft is coming up.
Okay.
It's a very exciting time.
Very exciting.
Number one, I have been listening to a lot of draft podcasts for some reason.
Oh.
For one reason and one, not for some reason, for one reason and one reason only. I am enjoying how Spencer Rattler is just moving up people's draft boards based on nothing, based on a bad combine. Like it's like because there's so much QB hype and there's like no defensive players, like people have talked themselves into Rattler into the third round.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's
and
been
the
a lot
Steelers
of
did not pick up the option on either Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, which means none of those players will be around in Pittsburgh next year.
No, that's not true. Because you couldn't pick up the Fields fifth-year option because it would have been like $20 million, and you're not doing that. You're not locking yourself into $20 million.
I'm just saying they have the availability, and they have the space on the roster. Could Spencer Rattler end up on the Pittsburgh Steelers?
No. No chance.
Why?
They have too many
quarterbacks.
You hate him
so much.
No, I just think I just don't think Pittsburgh will look quarterback.
Do you think Spencer Rattler is going to be picked in the first three rounds?
Oh, for sure. For sure. And I'll tell you this.
Maybe the first two?
Yeah, I would say in this, he'll probably go in the second round. I think he's, like you said, he's been working his way up people's sort of boards here a little bit, like coming around to him. He's super talented. And from what I just, from the stuff I've been reading and a lot of Seattle sports radios, he's very prominent. He's featured very prominently in Seattle.
Oh, you're going to get Spencer Rattler.
Maybe, because I was going to say, you might have to become like a pseudo Seahawks fan again, because your boys might be a Seahawk in a couple days.
What if it was Geno, Rattler, and Locke?
It'd be incredible. Except for it's not Locke.
That would be like my dream come true. Locke already gone?
Yeah, he's with the Giants now.
Well, that's nice. Good for him.
Yeah, yeah. Where he actually might be better than Daniel Jones.
I think Denver's going to do something weird. I feel like they might go for Rattler or just move up to like.
I would think that Sean Payton's going to be all in on a quarterback, and he'll sell the farm and the future just to get his quarterback
for like Michael Penix or whatever.
Yeah, or like Bo Nix or some, or maybe one of the top three guys. I don't know. Like this is my only like one big takeaway. This draft is fucking nuts.
And it's so nuts.
It's because it's like, it's variable.
Even after tonight, there's no, like, all right, so what happened? And it's like, we don't know.
Yeah, there's so,
like, we have no idea.
There's so many variances to everybody, to every single fucking player. There's not like one guy in this whole draft that you're like, that guy's a lock to be the greatest player ever.
I don't even think the first guy is.
Yeah, Caleb Williams. They could all be incredible or they could all be garbage.
I think Drake May is like the most upside just because he's like comes from an athletic family.
True.
And those guys always seem to do pretty good. Like, you know, like his brother played at North Carolina, won a championship. His parents were both athletes. Like those guys always tend to like do okay.
Yeah.
That's the only person I can see that looks like he's going to be good no matter what. I mean, situational. Yes. Everything is. But, like, there's so many wide receivers. No, like, people are like, Marvin Harrison's the greatest receiver that's been in an NFL draft in 10 years, but maybe he's not even the receiver we want. It's like,
it's crazy.
Just take him.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about the draft is that there's two teams right now that, like, control every, like, that are making everyone so freaked out, and it's the Cardinals and the Vikings. The Vikings want to move up, and the Cardinals want to move down, and no one knows what they're going to do.
A lot of people are going to either look like geniuses, or they're going to lose their jobs because of this draft.
I heard an amazing take, and I love this. I wish this would happen, but that Harbaugh would end up doing a draft day trade, getting rid of Herbert and taking J.J. McCarthy.
Sure, man.
Would that be awesome?
It'd be so. Oh God, yeah.
That would be like getting rid of Drew Brees for fucking what's his face for Philip Rivers. It's like in the nature of that team to do this.
Yeah, that's true. That's actually true.
I love it.
Because why not? Because I fucking hate Harbaugh, and I'm a big Chargers fan, and now yeah. I don't know how to feel about rooting for the Chargers anymore.
I think go for J. Just be evil.
Yeah, just be evil.
Like J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, totally lean in.
He seems evil. Yeah. He seems super evil.
He seems like a weirdo dude. He's super weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's only one bet. It's too mean. I was going to say it. But Jim Irsay's back in rehab.
Of course he is.
And it's
bad.
He's been there a lot.
Yeah.
And apparently he OD'd.
Yeah.
And had to be revived, like a fentanyl overdose.
Yep.
And he's in his 60s.
Yep.
But I saw a picture of him and I was like, oh, he's clearly in his like 70s. I can't believe like the guy in his mid 70s is like still doing these drugs. He was like, he's like 62.
Yeah, man.
And he looks like he's on the way out.
He looks worse bad. Than Al Davis when Al Davis was on his end.
Yeah, but Al Davis was 1,000.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Like not that old.
That's what I'm saying.
He's like missing teeth.
Yeah,
he's a billionaire. He's missing teeth.
Yeah,
and like his super AI like generated photos look terrible. Like if you had all the money in the world and you were like, I'm gonna be in a fucking press shot, you would be airbrushed to. You would look immaculate, Chris. You would look like. Ryan, you'd be like, is that Ryan Gosling? No, it's Chris Mercer. But this guy, the best he can do with all the money in the world is look pretty bad.
Yeah, that's saying something.
It's really saying something.
It's really saying something. It's like, dude,
you have so. It's just crazy.
Like I can't. I don't even. I can't even feel sorry for him, man. You're a billionaire.
Oh no, no,
right? Like that's why I'm laughing because it's like, bro, like you could easily, like, just get out of this.
Yeah.
You know, but no, you're just going worse.
Is it a rough thing? And I get that it's a mental illness and I would typically have sympathy for someone like this.
100%.
But he has all the resources.
Yes, exactly. That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying.
Also, he has the resources to not have fentanyl in his drugs.
Right. Right.
You're the guy that can get pure whatever you want.
Anything.
You can get pure like babies. He could be
baby blood. Yeah.
He could just have babies.
Yeah.
He could just like dip babies in formaldehyde.
There's like another billionaire guy. I don't know if I think he's like a tech billionaire or something. He's like in his 50s, I think. He's got also like he's got like a son who's in his 20s or 30s, but the guy's like doing some weird like blood thing. I don't know if he's drinking blood, but he's doing some blood where he's like trying to, so it's like trying to make himself look younger or like reverse aging or some stupid thing.
Oh man, you got to come to the table with some facts on this. This sounds amazing.
Well, I'll look it up, but it's like, it's, he's whatever he's trying to do and it's not working. He looks like terrible.
Chris, I have a weird, this is weird. And you do some research on that.
I am
baby blood billionaire. While you do that, because this was a gambling show at one point, every road team is an underdog tonight, and every road team is up 2-0. Don't you think a 3-team like road dog parlay is just dying to happen?
What's the teams?
Nuggets +1.
Okay.
Knicks +5.5. Cleveland +2.5.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's we basically said all three of those series are over with, so... Yeah, why
and
it's wouldn't like, you?
And they're all favorites, or they're all underdogs, and they were all up 2-0. It's just, I'm like, am I looking at this right?
Yeah, I think you are.
That's wild.
Do it. Okay, here it is.
I'm doing it.
Do it.
As we talk.
Do it. Brian Johnson is a 45-year-old software billionaire.
Of course it is.
Who is on a quest to reverse his biological age, recently revealed in a social media post that his super blood reduced his father's age by 25 years. So he's swapping blood with his 17-year-old son to look younger.
Oh, Brian Johnson, the lead singer of AC/DC?
No, I don't think that's the one.
Like, no.
I don't think he's a software billionaire.
I want to go to be bad. Yes, I'm.
He's 70 years old, so he's even older than fucking Ursay. Like, why isn't Ursay trying to do this? Like you said, get a whole bunch of babies,
3-year-olds,
swap the blood of the babies.
I have a 3-year-old. I am for sure.
Start swapping the blood.
I'm gonna look way better than this guy. I'll have 3-year-old baby blood.
This guy said it's reduced his father's age by 25 years by doing this. 25
I'm doing
years,
it.
Chris.
I'm doing it.
Yeah. You'll
I'm
look,
doing it.
You'll
I'm
look
in.
Almost 25 again.
Yeah. Which, because I already look so young,
yeah.
I mean, I look
yeah.
even young.
It's incredible. Yeah. There you go. Ursay.
Wow.
See, he's got all the money in the world. He can do anything he wants, but he's like, no, I just want the fentanyl.
I know.
It's crazy.
The guy's got to figure it out.
He's not going to.
All right.
Lost cause. Does he have any children? He can pass?
Yes. I think it's like a kid who will take over the throne.
All right. Maybe you should just do it now. Get it over with.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little harsh, Chris, but yes.
Well, no,
okay.
just transfer over ownership so he can do, Ursay can do whatever the fuck he wants. The privacy of his own fucking McMansion. Or Epstein Island, or whatever
he's been doing. I think that is exactly what he has been doing.
Yeah, but no, but then he shows up
whatever
to like these.
Whatever he wants in the privacy of his own home.
No, but then he shows up to these fucking like owners' meetings, all fucking coked out of his mind, like smoking a cigarette, driving a fucking golf cart out of control. And you're like, dude, what? Like, stop being in the public eye.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a good look.
We don't have this many of these kind of people around anymore. I'm for it.
I guess not.
Wild cards need to be around. Unless they're like the owner for the Clippers, then less so.
Oh, but, oh, speaking of which, I just saw a preview for like, I think it's on FX. They made a show of like, of the whole Donald Sterling thing.
They did?
Yes. It's coming out. It's called Clipped. Is it Ed O'Neill, Married with Children guy? He is Donald Sterling.
Oh, it's a biopic.
Yeah, it's like, but for TV, like they've done it, like the OJ, the OJ one they did.
Oh, this is great.
It's Lawrence Fishburne as Doc Rivers, who has literally, they do a literal paint on hairline, spray on hair
yes.
thing. It's yes. incredible.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I want this.
It looks so,
this is what,
it
this
looks
is,
so bad,
it's this.
Good.
All right.
All right, Chris.
Before we get in trouble,
yep.
Let's end this.
We gotta go.
Sorry for the bad audio week 3, but we did a show, so go fuck yourselves.
Peace.